ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, entitled The Descent of the River Ganges. We'll read verse 1. Before that, we'll go through the chapter summary. The 17th chapter describes the origin of the Ganges River and how it flows in and around Ilavatavasya. There is also a description of the prayers of Lord Shiva offers to Lord Sankarsana, part of the quadruple expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu once approached Bali Maharaj while the king was performing a sacrifice. The Lord appeared before him as Trivikram or Vamana and begged alms from the king in the form of 3 steps of land. With 2 steps, Lord Vamana covered all 3 planetary systems and pierced the covering of the universe with the toes of his left foot. A few drops of water from the causal ocean leaped through this hole and fell on the head of Lord Shiva, where they remained for 1,000 millenniums. These drops of water are the sacred Ganges River. It first flows into the heavenly planets, which are located on the sole of the Lord's feet. The Ganges River is known by many names such as Bhagirathi and Jahnavi. It purifies Dhruvaloka and the planets of the 7 sages because both Dhruva and sages have no other desire than to serve the Lord's lotus feet. The Ganges River emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord inundated the heavenly planets, especially the moon, and then flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru. Here the river divides into 4 branches known as Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu and Bhadra, which then flows down to the ocean of salt water. This branch known as Sita flows through Shekhara Parvata and Gandhamadana Parvata and then flows down to Bhadrasya Varsha, where it mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The Chakshu branch flows through Malevangiri and after reaching Kedumala Varsha, mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch known as Bhadra flows on to Mount Meru, Mount Kumuda and Nila, Shweta and Shringavan mountains before it reaches Kurudesha, where it flows into the ocean of salt water in the north. The Alakananda branch flows through Himalaya, crosses over many mountains including Hemakuta and Himakuta and then reaches Bharatavarsha, where it flows into the southern side of this ocean of salt water. Many other rivers and their branches flow through the 9 Varshas. The tract of land known as Bharatavarsha is a field of activities and the other 8 Varshas are for persons who are meant to enjoy heavenly comfort. In each of these 8 beautiful provinces, the celestial denizens enjoy various standards of material comforts and pleasure. A different incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributes His mercy in earth of the 9 Varshas of Jambudvipa. In the Ilavata Varsha, Lord Shiva is the only male. There he lives with his wife Bhavani, who is attended by many maid servants. In any other male enters that province, Bhavani curses him to become a woman. Lord Shiva worships Lord Sankarsana by offering various prayers, one of which is as follows. My dear Lord, please liberate all your devotees from material life and bind all the non-devotees to the material world. Without your mercy, no one can be released from the bondage of material existence. Thus we will get into the first verse of this chapter. Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Tatra Bhagavataha Sakshat Yajnalingasya Vishnor Vikramato वामपादाङ्गुष्ठा नख नख निर्भिन्नोर्ध्वण्डा कटाः विवरणेनाथ प्रविष्टाय बाह्यचलधारा तच्चरणपङ्कज वनेजनारुणा किञ्चल्कोपरिञ्च अखिलया जगदखा मला 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 पहोप स्पर्शना मला साक्षात् भगवत् पदे पदीति अनुपलक्षिता वचो अभिधीयमानति महता कालेन युगसहस्रोपलक्षणेन दिवो मूर्धनि अवततार यत्तत् विष्णुपदम् आहुः। श्रीशुक उवाच, श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड् तत्र अट् दट् टैम् भगवतः of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sakshat, directly, Yajnalingasya, the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices, Vishnoho, O Lord Vishnu, Vikramataha, while taking his second step, Vamapada, of his left leg, Angushta of the big toe, Naka by the nail, Nirbhinna east, Urdhva upper, Andakataha the covering of the universe, consisting of seven layers, earth, water, fire, etc. Vivarena through the hole, Anda Pravishta, having entered the universe. Ya, which Bahya Jaladhara, the flow of water from the causal ocean outside of the universe. Tat, of him, Charanabhangaja, of the lotus feet. Avane Jana, by the washing. Aruna Ginjalka, by reddish power. Ubaranjita, being colored. Akhila Jagat, of the whole world. Aghamala, the sinful activities. Abaha, destroys. Upasparshana, the touching of which. Amala, completely pure. Sakshat, directly. Bhagavat Pati, emanating from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iti, thus, Anuparakshita, described, Vachaha, by the name, Abhidiyamana, being called, Adimahata Kalena, after a long time, Yuga Sahasra Upalakshanena, consisting of 1,000 millenniums. Devaha, of the sky. Murdhani, on the head, Dhruvaloka. Avatara, descended. Yet, which, tat, that. Vishnupadam, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Ahuhu, they call. Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear King, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices performed, appeared as Vamanadev in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the coastal ocean entered this universe as Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges. Yet its waters remain even pure. Because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within the universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later she received other names like Jhanavi and Bhagirathi. After 1000 millennium, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupada, situated on the Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this verse, Sukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the Ganges River. The water of the Ganges is called Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in the Ganges is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally, he gradually develops a devotional attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the bank of the Ganges, and by regularly bathing in her water, they are undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in praise of the Ganges. And in the land of India itself has become glorious because such rivers as Ganga, Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna and Narmada flows there. Anyone living on the land adjacent to these rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhvacharya says, Varahe Vama Padam Tu Tat Anyeshu Tu Dakshinam Padam Kalpeshu Bhagavan Ujjahara Trivikramaha. Standing on his right foot and extending his left on the edge of the universe, Lord Vamana became known as Trivikrama, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds. Om Jnana Timirathasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaghanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhuter Mahadbhir Yai Mahapuro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Damusha Purusha Bhumte Gunan Shodasha Shodashatmaka Solam Krishishta Bhagavan Vachamsi Me Hare Krishna. It's a very auspicious chapter because talking about descent of Mother Ganga, very special. Here we can see that the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about Stiti or the planetary system. In that, A complete chapter is dedicated for Mother Ganga. We can see how important is Mother Ganga in this universal existence. Here, the origin of Ganga is mentioned. As we know, here the narration is given about Lord Vamanadeva. How Vamanadeva approached Bali Maharaj begging 3 steps of land, which is so insignificant to beg from a heavenly king. What to speak about, you know, generally speaking about an ordinary person, you will not beg for 3 feet of land, 3 steps of land, it is nothing. And Bali Maharaj is heavenly king, he has usurped the throne of Indra. Even that position, Vamanadeva went as a young brahmachari and begged only for 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj told, look, you are not very matured. You haven't experienced this world. Because if you go to a king, don't ask for a penny. Ask for something which is worthwhile. Why do you ask 3 steps of land? So you are not experienced in that way. You are a bit childish. Ask for something more. Because I am the heavenly king. Then Vamanadeva gave this most wonderful instruction, which is, if you are not satisfied with 3 steps of land, in other words, if you are not satisfied with your basic necessities, even if you give the entire earth, you are not going to be satisfied. So here he presented the principle of satisfaction. One can fulfill just the needs, not for the wants, because there is not enough for the wants of any one of us in this material world, because the greed has no end. In that way, the Lord Vamanadeva tricked, there are many details to it, but in essence, he tricked Bali Maharaj. And that's how he expanded himself to Trivikrama, as mentioned in this purport. The Lord who performs or performed 3 magnificent feats. So first step and second steps, he completed the entire 3 planetary systems. And he was still left with 1 step. Then we know Bali Maharaj had to give his head. And there is a wonderful reasoning. There, this section, which is not now, it's in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, right? There is a section where very wonderful narrations are given. There are reasons. The reasons which are given by Shukracharya, why Bali Maharaj shouldn't give his promise. Why he shouldn't fulfill his promise. So like, he gives very, very interesting reasons. Shukracharya interferes in Bali Maharaj's devotional service. So he gives wonderful reasons. Interesting. Then Bali Maharaj, he has his reasons why he should give everything to Lord Vishnu. So we can see back and forth reasonings in this section. And finally, Bali Maharaj gives, and then the 3rd reasonings are given, how can Bali Maharaj give his own head for the Lord to place his foot on top? How is it possible? Because he has given everything. Now how can he give his head? Because how can that be considered as a 3rd step in one sense? Then the logic is, one who gives in charity, he is considered superior to the entire thing. So in that way, that was the logic for him to give the 3rd step. But still, he was arrested because it was not a complete fulfillment of his promise. So we can see, then when the Lord raised his leg, the tip of the toenail touched the cosmic boundaries, and from there the water from the Viraja river started flowing down. So that washed the feet of Vamanadev. And that is the origin of Ganga. That's why Mother Ganga is known as Vishnupadi. Vishnupadi. Because that water actually, that is the Charanamrita of the Lord. Here we have Charanamrita. Charanamrita is we have bathed the Lord with Panchamrita. 5 auspicious items, and that's how we have Charanamrita. Similarly, this is the Lord extended his feet and Ganga washed the feet of the Lord. So it's very special. And specifically, we have a connection here in our temple because among the saligrams, the first saligram to appear here is Trivikram. So we can see that here our Charanamrita is as it is mentioned in this verse and the purport. It is bathing, we bathe primarily, we bathe all the saligrams and Giriraj, but primarily all the Panchamrita is offered to Trivikram. So in that way it is very special. So we have Vamanadev here. And our Charanamrita is certainly is the Abhishek water and other liquids of Vamanadev. And also there is a story behind Trivikram. Some of you might have heard. One time, Achyutananda Maharaj, he went to Allahabad, and then there is a confluence of all three rivers and very, very auspicious and powerful place. Well, that's a Tirtharaj, right? It's the Tirtharaj, yeah? Prayagraj, yeah? Prayagraj. Trisangam, yeah, it's Prayagraj. So there he went, and then in the waters, there was a yogi. So this yogi, he came, he had his kamandalu. You know, the sannyasis can have the water pot, the kamandalu. So you can see in Mahaprabhu's painting, you can see a typical kamandalu in his hand. So that is a typical kamandalu, you can see, with the sannyasi. So he took this kamandalu and he showed him, shook and showed, nothing in the kamandalu. Then he went inside the water. And after some time, he came out. And there was water. And inside there was a saligram shila. And he gave that saligram shila to Maharaj. And he brought the saligram shila and he gave to Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur. Then Jananivas Prabhu told, what happened? Where did you get this saligram from? So Maharaj explained what happened. Then Jananivas Prabhu told, this is actually a yogi. And in Allahabad, you won't find saligram. But in the water, you don't find saligram. India generally, there's no saligram in the water. So he said, he's a mystic yogi. He went inside the water. He went all the way to, Kali Gandaki. He went to Kali Gandaki. And from there, so it's Nepal. He went there. He brought the saligram. He brought it back and gave to Maharaj. And then that came to, and Lord came to Mayapur. And then Jananivas Prabhu started worshipping the Lord. I remember I met Jananivas Prabhu in person a few years back when he was telling, I used to worship Trivikram. And he gave to Bhavananda Prabhu, it seems. Because he wanted somewhere in Australia to have a saligram being worshipped. And that's how Trivikram came here. So that is the first saligram who arrived here. And thus he became our Pradhana Shila. So the main form of the Lord who accepts all the offerings. So the main offerings, all the offerings primarily goes to Trivikram. So that's how the system. So if you see the 16 offerings, Shaudasha Upacharas, we don't do everything directly to Radha Vallabha. Rather, Trivikram accepts for Radha Vallabha. So that's the system. So we cannot do all the bathing with Panchamrita for Radha Vallabha, but Trivikram accepts. So that's how the proper worship takes place. So that's why we can see we have a strong connection to Vamanadev. And our Charanamrita is very powerful because worship is washing the whole body of the Lord. And since the Ganges touches the feet of the Lord, it is very powerful, it can purify. Mother Ganges can purify anyone. Any sin can be purified by Mother Ganges. And we can see here there are many names that are given to Mother Ganges, right? One name we can see, Vishnupadi, because washed the feet of the Lord. And another name is Bhagirathi. We know why it is Bhagirathi, because always we say Bhagiratha Prayatna. Have you heard? If you do a very Herculean task, and Vedic equivalent of a Herculean task is Bhagiratha Prayatna. Prayatna means endeavor. Bhagiratha Prayatna means the endeavor done by King Bhagiratha. Means it is such a tremendous feat. Generations they were trying to bring Ganges to earthly planet. Initially it was released, but it never came to earthly planet. It is starting from a few generations back. We know the story where King Sagara, and he sent his horse, and then finally all of them, 60,000 sons, they were all went to the hellish condition of life, and then the only remedy was bringing the Ganges down. Anshuman tried for many years, didn't work out. You can understand, next generation, Anshuman tried, didn't work out. Then King Dilipa tried, he was also unsuccessful. And then King Bhagiratha took this task upon his head, and he started worshipping the Lord and Mother Ganges. And it was so difficult. And at the end, his endeavor came to a success. And that's how Mother Ganges came down. And then we know the pastime. She had concerns, right? What were the concerns of Mother Ganges? First one? Exactly. Who will bear the force? Because, you know, the force of water is just enormous. We know when the river flows, you have to understand how much water is flowing, is going to flow all the way from the heavenly planets down to earth. Who can withstand that force? It is immeasurable in that sense, that force. Now also we can see many times we see, not necessarily tsunami, but even in the rivers, when the dam is opened or if there is a rise of water or something happens, people who are there, they are just being washed away. Everyone is just being washed away. Even the buildings on the bank, everything is just being just taken away by the water. It is so powerful. And the entire Ganges is going to flow down from the heavenly planet to the earthly planet. Who can bear that force? That is one concern. And the second concern, that is also very genuine. What is that? Very important.
Many sinful people will take bath.
Exactly. Many sinful people are going to take bath because everyone knows this is Charanamrita. So if I come down, Mother Ganges is telling, then all the sinful people are going to leave their sins in my waters. And what will happen to me? Who will purify me? So the first solution was Lord Shiva. He said he can, in his dreadlocks, he could easily hold the entire Ganges. And he could just keep that for a few thousand years, like that. this is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva had no problem whatsoever with this water. The entire Ganges water, he didn't have any problem. That's why Lord Shiva is known as Gangadhar, or sometimes as Gangeshwar. Gangadhar, because in his dreadlocks, Ganges was there. Just like, you know, when we take bath, we have our, not jata, we have our chika, for example. In that, there will be some water always, and it's difficult to remove. And if ladies are taking bath, if there's a long hair, it's always a problem, you know, so much of water in the hair, and drying is the big thing. So, for Lord Shiva, it was like that. Nothing. In his jada, he could carry the entire Ganges. And the second problem, and later it was released, and the second problem is, who is going to absorb all the sins? And the solution was given, that great devotees will come and they will take bath in the Ganges and they are going to purify you. So the solution was made. So both were taken care. So in that way, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, because even the devotees are Tirtha themselves. They themselves are holy waters. So no problem. So they can come, they can take bath, and then the Ganges will be purified. I'll describe that further, this point. And that's how she's Ganga, and then she became Bhagirathi. Because of the prayatna, or the great endeavor of Bhagiratha, she became Bhagirathi. Then, she has another name, What is that? Jahnavi. Why Jahnavi name? Because there was a sage named Jahnu. So Jahnu was performing austerities, and now the mother Ganga has landed on the earth, and she was flowing, gushing with great force. And he realized that Ganga is coming near me and is going to devastate everything around me. So he did one thing. He just swallowed the entire Ganga. This is another mystic sage, Jahnu. He could just drink the whole Ganga. And then Bhagiratha was in trouble. He was thinking, you know, what will happen? Because he has to take all this, the entire Ganges, and he has to purify all his departed souls. So how can he do that? So now Ganga is in his stomach, Jahnu's stomach. He prayed. So Jahnu, okay, said, okay, no problem, I'll do that. And from his knee, Ganga started flowing out. Jahnu, actually the meaning, this is called actually Jahnu, knee. So sin came from Jahnu, or the sage Jahnu, so it is called as Jahnavi. So then she became Jahnavi. This is how it is. Great personalities will have many names, because they perform many wonderful activities. They have many pastimes. That's why Supreme Lord has unlimited names. And she is a great devotee, so she also has different names according to the pastimes she is performing. So that's how the name Jahnavi came. And Ganga means one who flows very fast. Ganga Vogha Udanyati. You can read in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th chapter, Kunti Maharani's prayer. A devotee who is praying to the Lord, when thoughts about the Lord comes, the mind is just gushing, as if the Ganges is gushing towards the ocean. Ganga Vogham Udanyati. Ganga, how the Ganga is Vogham, unto the ocean, Udanyati, flowing in the same way my mind is going towards Krishna. So Ganga means one who flows very fast. Then in the, and she has many other names as we can see. She is also known as Mandakini. In the heavenly region, she is known as Mandakini, because Manda means slow. So she is not now fast, she is not Ganga, but she doesn't flow very fast. She is very slowly she is going. So she is known as Mandakini, one who flows very slowly. Manda, you know, Mandagati means slow walking. So similarly, this is Mandakini. And Manda means another thing is also that one is very dull. So there are many meanings to Manda. So she is Mandakini because she flows very slowly. In that way, she came to this earthly planet to purify. Because of her purifying potency, all the devotees take shelter of Mother Ganga. We need Ganga Jal for purification. Some devotees, they take every day Ganga snan. A drop of Ganges, put it on the head. So that is Ganga snan. That is actually a form of snan, Ganga snan. You can take the normal bath, along the bath, some people throw Ganga water. Srila Prabhupada was also very particular about Ganga. That's the reason, towards end of his pastime, as his health was deteriorating, he wanted to go to Hrishikesh. And he wanted to be on the bank of Ganges. Okay, so Prabhupada and his entourage went to Hrishikesh, and they had a beautiful place to stay overlooking Ganges. As Srila Prabhupada reached there, and he was very sickly, that time he asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I believe, I need some Ganga water. Immediately Maharaj jumped, dived into Ganges with a lota, and he brought water and gave to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada immediately drank the whole lota of Ganga water. And Prabhupada said, immediately I can feel a relief. So this is the power of Ganga. Prabhupada said, immediately I can feel a relief. So Ganga water is very powerful. And if we continuously take bath in Ganga, then one will get internally and externally purified. one will become a devotee. Actually, if you keep taking bath in Ganga, it may take time. It's not a very fast process, it's a slow process. Still, it works. It's very important. Ganga is very important. And also, we cannot judge Ganga by the external contamination. Now, if you see, Ganga is quite polluted and the great endeavor is going on to purify Ganga. That's external purification. How? Because it is so much of industrial waste has gone into Ganga. Enormous. So it's a huge task. So purifying, some purification is happening, but still it is enormous. So the point is, one shouldn't see fault in Ganga, simply see material contamination. This example is given in which book? Exactly, Nectar of Instruction, we can read that. Budbuda, the froth and all these things in the Ganga. One shouldn't think that, okay, now Ganga has become impure, just like a pure devotee. Devotees can have faults, which may be a little apparent, but that's not, one shouldn't take it seriously. That's not actually contaminating. That is material side of it, not the actual consciousness of a pure devotee. That's the external problem, but that is not the internal problem. In the same way, Ganga, externally there can be contamination, but one shouldn't see that, okay, Ganga has now been polluted. Ganga is always pure. For externally, yes, but internally, no. And so, Ganga Snan is going to purify. So that says that people do travel long way to get Ganga Snan. Even from South India, it was a big trip. They want Ganga Snan. South India, there's no Ganga. So people pack and they go all the way to North India, you know, traveling thousands of kilometers just to take Ganga Snan. So very, very, very important. And interestingly, another occasion, when you see this Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela is also bank of, it's a confluence. So it's also bank of Ganga, you can say. And in Kumbh Mela, how many thousands and thousands, millions of people come? And all the sages in India, everyone do go to Kumbh Mela. So Prabhupada was asked by his disciples, why do we have to take so much of endeavor and be participate in Kumbh Mela? Prabhupada said, no, I have to be there. Because that is the tradition. And the Kumbh Mela is meant for that. For example, if there's an academic conference, you know, big professors, they will come and they will present their thing. Or if there is an exhibition, biggest exhibition, then if you are a big company, you had to go there and you had to be present. Similarly, Kumbh Mela is the congregation of all spiritualists. They can be from different backgrounds, but still they are spiritualists. So they all have to come. So Srila Prabhupada was very insistent that we had to take part in Kumbh Mela. Then we know the pastime, how he went there. And how distributed thousands and thousands of books and prasadam. So Kumbh Mela is a heavy, big preaching. Now also Kumbh Mela is being celebrated and devotees do take part in Kumbh Mela. We have our own pandal and our own prasadam and book distribution. It's a big thing, big time book distribution. That is Kumbh Mela. So that's also on the bank of Ganges. Now, when we try to understand more about Ganga, Ganga is very special because of another reason. Can anyone remember? Very, very important reason for us. Yes. Because Yamuna was very fortunate. She was very, very fortunate. Because Krishna enacted so many pastimes in Yamuna. Yamuna Leela. That's the meaning. So many Leelas he performed in Yamuna. And Krishna's favorite river is Yamuna. So many pastimes. So many water pastimes are integral part of Krishna's pastimes. Water pastimes are integral. And Yamuna played such an important role for not only the gopis and Krishna, but even for the cowherd boys. They had so many wonderful pastimes in Yamuna. And even for the cows and the calves, Yamuna played such an important role. Yamuna Tira Vanachari, right? Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So that is Krishna. So Krishna performed so much of pastimes on the bank of Yamuna. And now, Ganga also wants an opportunity to perform pastimes with the Lord. And she had this great desire to enact pastimes with the Lord. And that was fulfilled by Lord Chaitanya. The Lord Chaitanya was born on the bank of Ganges, just like Krishna was born near Yamuna. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was born near Ganges. And he performed wonderful pastimes in Ganga. Not only Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda also performed wonderful pastimes in Ganga. Just like even when Mahaprabhu was a small child, and as a growing up, what he used to do? These Brahmanas would take bath in Ganga and they will come out and he would spit or throw water, he'd spit on them with Ganga water. So they used to think, you know, we got contaminated, they'll go again and take bath. They couldn't understand what was really going on. They couldn't see the mercy of the Lord. Mahaprabhu used to take bath in Ganga, he used to swim in Ganga. And all his followers, they also used to go to Ganga. So Ganga Snan was a big thing, big part of their life. And Lord Nityananda, he would just go swim in Ganga. He would just play with crocodiles in Ganga. So you can see the lordships having fun in Ganga. So Ganga is very powerful, very potent. We can see even recently the Lord performed pastimes in Ganga, just 500 years back. So imagine the potency of Ganga. So when you go to Mayapur, you can go to Prabhupada Ghat or elsewhere, one can take bath in Ganga. But one has to be careful. Ganga is powerful, anything can happen. One has to be very powerful. So Ganga is very powerful because it is touched, it's washed the feet of the Lord. And Ganga is also a personality. Mother Ganga, Ganga is a personality. She is a personification. So she has her personification. And she is very devoted to the Lord. And that's why even if someone dies in Ganga, it's considered as a very pious act. It is glorified. Even though externally one may say, you know, one is drowned in Ganga, but internally we say that, okay, Mother Ganga took him or her. That's the reality of it. So Ganga is so powerful in that regarding the purification. And that's why now also there is this custom that people either they throw their ashes in Ganga, or typically they can even throw the dead body in the Ganga. Or another tradition, they throw the half-burned body in Ganga. So, because it is a reality. Ganga will never get contaminated. She can purify even that situation. I remember when my auntie passed away, after going to India, I took a bit of her ashes and bone, and when I went to Mayapur, went there and performed the rite next to the Ganges and then threw the thing in the Ganga. So that's how it is. We had to do that, performing, or Yamuna. So because they are Vishnupadi, and not only that, we can see that since she purified Dhruvaloka, Dhruvaloka is known as Vishnupada. Vishnupadi has gone there, and so it is equivalent of carrying the lotus feet of the Lord. And because of that, Dhruvaloka is known as Vishnupada. So this is the potency of Mother Ganga. Mother Ganga can purify anyone. Patita Pavani, very nice name. Patita Pavani. So she is very powerful, and this chapter we can know more about it. So this is kind of an intro to Ganga Devi. Any question or any comment? Yes. Is there any microphone?
Thank you, Prabhu. There's an online question. Ganga is water which touches the lotus feet of the Lord. How can we offer it back to the Lord itself? For us, it is purifying. How do we understand this?
Because, okay, this has been touched by Lord's feet in the beginning. If you see, everything in this world has touch of the Lord. Everything. So the mood is whatever Krishna has given, we are offering it back. That is the mood. In that way, we can offer it back to the Lord. There is nothing wrong in it. It can be used for the Lord's worship. And this is specifically different from if we do, we bathe the Lord, we get the Charanamrita, then we don't use the same Charanamrita to bathe the Lord. That we don't do it. But at the same time, this is in the mood that everything in this world is given by the Supreme Lord, and then we can offer it back. And that's how we worship Ganga also. What is the essential Ganga worship? We take the water of Ganga and arpan back to Ganga itself. You might have seen, you know, many times we have seen. Initially, I didn't understand what's really going on, right? Many of us didn't understand, because we see this all the time. Going to the river, taking bath and taking water and pouring water to the river. And, you know, what's really going on? But that is the real mood. There is nothing purer than Ganga water. So I am taking this water and I am offering it back to Ganga Devi. So we do worship the Lord in the same way. Actually, the principle of worship is the same. This is the essence of the worship. Because the whole material world is nothing but energy of Krishna. The material world is an emanation of Krishna's energies. It is non-different from Krishna in that sense. When you see from an Achintya Bheda, a Bheda point of view, it's non-different. From Krishna's perspective, it is spiritual still. From our perspective, there is material and spiritual. So what we are trying to do is, whatever Krishna has given, we are offering it back to Krishna. Just like a parent can give some pocket money to the child, and the child can buy something and gift it back to the parent, and parent is very much pleased with that act. This is the same principle. So that is a mood in which we offer Ganga back to the Lord, or Ganga Devi to herself. That is the mood. Any other question or comment? Okay, everyone is satisfied? Hare Krishna. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.